Hey guys, welcome back to Clarice Chattin'. I'm so glad to be back with another podcast, which will discuss the musician Big Joe Turner. Do y'all realize how much a guy named Big Joe Turner contributed to American music? Yeah, neither did I. Now let's find out. Big Joe Turner was born in 1911 with great talent. Big Joe Turner was considered the father of rock and roll with one of the most expressive, resonant voices in history, which was discovered later on in a club. That led to Turner playing professionally in his teens after always being around music as a child. Turner was not only known for rock and roll, but for the blues as well. In 1936, Turner tried to make it in New York City, but failed. 2 years later, he got another chance. Famed jazz promoter John Hammond was traveling through Kansas City when he caught Turner and Johnson's live act. Hammond was impressed and booked the duo to play at his Christmas Eve Spirituals to Swing concert at New York's Carnegie Hall. He was later performing in the major blues and jazz festivals. Turner was someone that came a long way, even though he always had talent. Knowing that he came a long way, it is also important to realize that his music was sometimes taken and redone by white artists without credit. That is a very hard thing to deal with, but at least you know you're a good musician when people are taking your songs. Here was Joe's response to people taking his songs. "I sang everything," Turner said. "I've always been swinging that music. A lot of white folks didn't understand it because a black man was doing it. They said I was hypnotizing the white folks and all that jive. But then people like Bill Haley and Elvis Presley took it, cleaned it up, and they stopped talking like that. Now the whole world is rock and roll." This is an example of racism that Turner had to go through, though he responded to it in a very mature, positive way. Now, let's take a look into Joe's early life. Big Joe Turner was practically raised by his uncle, who was a nightclub pianist in Kansas City. Turner loved hearing live music and was a tall kid, so looked older than he was, which helped him sneak into Kansas City clubs. One day, Joe convinced someone at the club to let him sing. He started singing without a microphone and everyone was shocked. According to the website Spontaneous Lunacy, Joe could effortlessly adapt his songs for virtually any style. His growing up around music definitely influenced what he contributed to American music later on. Being around music constantly from a young age gives you an idea of what you like and don't like at an early age. It helps you know what you want to be. Though, we do need to understand the bad side of the influence of being in those clubs. He was around a bad environment. Seeing prostitution and drinking happen can explain some of his music. He was probably influenced by this without really realizing, which explains some of his lyrics. However, his two amazing talents, being able to sing so loudly, plus being able to adapt to any style, is an amazing contribution to American music. Big Joe Turner's music contributes to the American identity by challenging American values and spreading ideas and inspiration to American music. Before we get into how Big Joe Turner's music is American, let's think about what makes music, quote-unquote, American. To me, American music is identified by a very different mix of instruments. It has a very party feel to it. It makes people want to dance. It is energetic, noisy, and rowdy. According to my dad, who was born in France, he says American music is more creative. He says French music, in general, is more conservative, folk, or classical. Turner's music is a great example of a very different mix of instruments. For example, if you listen to Honey Hush, you can hear hand claps, drumming, saxophone solos, piano, and trombone.
Georgia cotton field. Honey, hush.
Big Joe Turner challenges American values because his songs don't exactly express equality for all, because he sings about telling women what to do. In his song, Honey Hush, Joe sings, "I said, come in this house, stop all that yakety yak. Yeah, you fix my supper, don't want no talking back." Later in the song, he says, "Don't make me nervous, cause I'm holding a baseball bat, honey hush." That song is inviting the idea of controlling and even abusing women, and it captures an attitude in the country around the 1950s. A lot of men at this time were coming back from war. They had been in a strict atmosphere without women, while the women back at home were able to feel more free without their husbands at home. When the husbands came back, women were getting pushed out of the workforce and back in the kitchen forcefully. Though singing about controlling women and making it seem fine is not okay. In his song called Sally Zuzaz, we hear more of these sentiments when he sings,
"Gonna wake up my baby, tell her how I feel inside. Gonna wake up my baby, tell her how I feel inside. Okay, baby, I'm ready for my morning ride."
He goes on to sing, "Long tall baby, make my blood run cold. Okay, baby, pump me from side to side." Once again, he is counting on a woman for his pleasure. A lot of his songs were like this, and he became very popular. It is interesting that now, in 2022, there is still music that talks about sexual things with a toxic attitude towards women, even though women have gained an immense amount of rights since the 1950s. But someone who I listen to has put an interesting twist on sexual toxic music. That person is Nicki Minaj. Nicki accepts the sexual toxicness and turns it into a song that gives women confidence. Nicki acknowledges that women are constantly objectified, so she uses that in her songs to make a point, to boost girls' confidence and to diminish men's egos. In Nicki's song called Only, she sings,
"I never f***ed Wayne, I never f***ed Drake, all my life, man."
She shows that she has control over her body and not everything everyone says is true. She later sings,
"Them real n***s who don't tell n***s what they up to, had to shell b- where the top is, ring finger where the rock is, these hoes couldn't test me even if the name was Pop Quiz."
She is saying that you may think you're using me, but I won't let that happen. I'm independent and can do whatever I want. So let's thank Nicki for bringing in that new idea. Are you tired of always having to cook for your husband? Get him an Easy Bake Oven. Mmm, yum. They can never complain again. Comes with packets of cake mix and small round pans. Music can mean a lot to people. Joe inspired so many people with his songs. His songs are full of energy, which brought people energy. An example of this is shown in the book Howl by Allen Ginsberg. Ginsberg states, "And Rose reincarnate in the ghostly clothes of jazz in the gold horn shadow of the band, and blew the suffering of America's naked mind for love into an Eli Eli Lama Lama Sabachthani saxophone cry that shivered the cities down to the last radio." I believe that Ginsberg is saying that the rhythm and energy of music helps people. It tells a story and emotions that people can't explain with words. He seems to really look up to jazz musicians. This shows how important jazz is in America's culture and how Joe helped start jazz and the jazz rhythm. Think about what you would do without new music constantly coming out and without new musicians' ideas. It would be so boring. It would also be so boring if there was no controversy over lyrics, like there was in Big Joe Turner's music, and how he discussed his sexism led to new ideas and approaches of sexism. I hope you all start listening to music differently and with a deeper perspective. You all should now know who Big Joe Turner was and appreciate the music we have in America. Thanks for listening, Clarice Chatton. We'll be back with another podcast soon.